Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi, and welcome to this short podcast from Adept English. I've had a particular interest in languages for many years. My first degree is in Latin. Do you know a mo, a mas, a mat, a marmus, a martis, a mant? Maybe you did Latin too in school. So I understand grammar very well. Of course, English grammar is different in many respects to Latin grammar. But I think that studying Latin means that you understand the mechanics of language. I'm also what's known as a stickler for English grammar. Someone who is a stickler, that's S-T-I-C-K-L-E-R, likes to be correct. I have friends who've gone even further than I have in their study of Latin, and they're even more sticklers for correct grammar than I am. But the problem with learning Latin is that it's a dead language. A dead language means that no one speaks it anymore, and actually, we don't really know how it was spoken. So Latin is taught as a kind of theoretical, an intellectual exercise focusing on grammar. It's taught as a dead language. But it seems to me that many courses which teach modern languages, they do it as though those are dead languages too. The method of teaching languages when you start to learn is very classroom-based. It's based on written material, reading and writing, and some speaking. It's necessary to start learning a language like this. You have to learn the basics. You have to learn basic vocabulary and grammar. So teaching a living language, as though you were teaching Latin, as though you were teaching a dead language, works well to start with. But once you gain a good vocabulary, and you can read and write in the language, usually you want to be able to speak it fluently. The challenge is, first of all, in understanding that language being spoken by native speakers. And the second challenge is being able to speak it yourself, to have the words come to you quickly enough to be fluent. The problem is that the traditional way of teaching languages, which is often quite theoretical, which focuses on correct grammar, well, it doesn't really help you with fluency very much. So you might find you do well in the classroom, you pass your college exams, but when you visit the country and try to speak the language, it's too fast and it's too difficult, and you lose confidence. So when it comes to understanding and speaking, the traditional method of teaching doesn't work that well. Consequently, like you, I've struggled to become fluent in a foreign language. But I discovered a method of learning language which we call listen and learn, and which has made an enormous difference to me. This method uses the way that your brain naturally learns. You're much more likely to become fluent in a language if you use this method. I liked it so much that I decided to design the listen and learn system and found Adept English so that others could benefit from this system too. So I hope you're finding that listening to our podcasts makes a difference to your English fluency. I think that if you're using our method, you may already have noticed an improvement, certainly in your understanding. As well as being a language student, I've also worked as a psychotherapist for nearly 20 years. So understanding how our minds, how our brains work is my normal day job. And so the psychology of how we learn is of great interest to me. Understanding how your brain learns language can really make a difference, and it could help you too. We naturally acquire our own languages when we're children. We learn to speak our own language perfectly. So our method of learning tries to make use of this process. We try to use the way that your brain already works. And this is why I made our course the 500 Most Common Words. One of the problems in learning English is that there are over 225,000 words in use in English today. If you've listened to our Monday podcast this week, I was talking there about different names for roads, which we use in our postal addresses in English-speaking countries. I covered quite a few words in that podcast, but there are still more words for road or street. I think that having a lot of words is what makes English an expressive language. Words can be close in meaning, but they're not quite the same. This is very difficult if you're learning English, but don't be sad, don't despair. There's something which you can do which can really help with this. We don't use all these words all the time. And actually, most English conversations use a tiny number of words by comparison. So if you want to start speaking in English, joining in English conversation, you certainly don't need 225,000 words. In fact, you don't need that many words at all. Remember, if you're learning a language, you'll always be able to understand more words than you can speak. So, supposing you were fluent in the 500 most common words in English, I think you would have enough words to make yourself understood most of the time. Just imagine being fluent in those 500 most common words. Do you think that might make a difference? I'm sure it would. If you knew the 500 most common words really well, then that might be a really big step forward in what you could say. 500 words, well, that's enough to make yourself understood in most situations in simple sentences. So what about our 500 most common words course? Well, it's not expensive compared to many courses. Go to our website and have a look at the price. The course isn't long or complicated. It doesn't consist of many modules. The idea is that you listen to the modules a number of times so that the 500 words become absolutely familiar, well known to you. And the course comes with a free lifetime update guarantee. So if we change anything about the course or we update it at all, you'll automatically be given the new version. We're also so confident that most people will like our course that we give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like the course or you don't get on with it and you tell us within 30 days, you can have your money back. We give this guarantee because we're confident that most people will find our courses helpful and good value for money. Okay, so you've got two choices here. You could continue with your traditional language learning, with your traditional language course, where lessons are expensive, it's slow to make progress with English speaking, you're possibly translating words and phrases in your head, and you'll not be fluent if you do this, and you focus on grammar and books. You have to travel to a classroom. You share your teacher. There's little or no one-to-one time, and you have to schedule your valuable time around lessons. You perhaps have to read dull and boring English textbooks, and you spend 80% of your time on reading and writing in English, and only 20% of your time on learning to speak it. If you go with the Adept English method, it's more like this. You start thinking in English first, so speaking is much quicker. The method of learning stops you translating. Our courses cost less. You can start immediately. You can do your English learning on the bus, driving your car, or in the bath. You don't have to go to college. You don't need to travel anywhere to do your learning. And you've got me, one-to-one, whenever you like. Our system helps you build on your basic knowledge of the English language, but you become fluent more quickly. This approach to learning, it's not hard work, and in fact, it's enjoyable. This method uses the functioning of the brain, so it works with your brain, not against it. No trying to cram in long lists of vocabulary that your brain just doesn't want to learn because it would rather be doing something else. So discover a new and fun way to learn to speak English that is simple, fast, and it works. If you buy the Most Common 500 Words course, when you pay, it will arrive immediately in your email inbox. You can download the course and start straight away. So if you'd like to know more, if you'd like to read up about the Most Common 500 Words course, why not go to adeptenglish.com and have a look at our courses page? You can discover exactly what you'll receive. There are links to example course content, and if you're in the EU, the price is now the same for EU and non-EU citizens. We even pay your VAT. What more could you want? Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.